Hello everybody and welcome to Audio Mode Day 16. Yesterday we celebrated Eid, so yesterday was Eid Day, and it was the celebration comes at the end of Ramadan, which is the month where, you know, we fast for 30 days and we don't eat food during the day, and then we eat at sunset. And, you know, and in between sunset and sunrise, we can sort of consume food and water, you know, and liquids and water and stuff. But during the day, from sunrise to sunset, we don't eat anything or drink anything at all. We can't consume anything. And that goes on for 30 days, as I said. And Eid al-Fitr was the day that, it's a celebration, should I say, that marks the end of Ramadan. And so yesterday, you know, was the end of Ramadan and it was Eid yesterday, and we all sort of celebrated Eid and stuff. So a quick Eid Mubarak to everybody who celebrated yesterday, and if there is anybody out there who's actually celebrating today, Eid Mubarak to you, and I hope you all having a really good, lovely day, and, you know, a really blessed one. And I hope you're enjoying the time spending with your family and friends, and, you know, eating lots of food and, you know, really enjoying yourself. For me, yesterday it was really nice day. I celebrated yesterday and it was a really nice day. The dress fiasco wasn't so bad in the end, because I did manage to get into the dress and stuff, and it was fine. It wasn't as tight as I thought it would be. It wasn't painful kind of tight. It seemed okay. I managed it. It wasn't too badly uncomfortable or anything like that. I had the sleeves sewn on, and, you know, parts of it was sort of loosened and stuff. So it was okay. It wasn't too bad. It wasn't painful or anything like that. And it was a little bit uncomfortable at first, but then after a while I just got used to it, and it wasn't too bad. I was glad to get out of the dress, though, mind you, but it wasn't too bad. It wasn't as bad as I thought it would be. But yeah, I managed to get into it and out of it again and stuff, and it seemed all fine. So the dress fiasco, that got sorted, and it seemed okay in the end. You know, I didn't really have to worry or anything like that. A little bit annoyed that I had to iron another dress, because I had to have a plan B in case that one wasn't, you know, in case I didn't really get to wear the dress, you know, the other dress, the one that was, that I thought would be too tight. I had to have a plan B, you know, kind of thing, and so I ironed another one, and turned out I didn't really need to iron that one, but it took me ages just to iron it. I hate ironing with a passion. I really, really do. I really think ironing should be illegal. It really should, and people should stop criticizing those who have even the smallest, slightest creases in their clothes. I spent quite a bit of the night. I did the ironing at night time. I always do, during, you know, before Eid, I do it at night. I ended up ironing a dress that I didn't really need to iron or anything like that. So yeah, that was kind of a little bit on the annoying side, but at least I had a good day yesterday, you know, spending with family and stuff like that, and it was just really nice, and I had a really good time, in the end, the dress was a success. It was okay, it wasn't too bad, so it wasn't too much of a bad day yesterday, so it was really nice. Yeah, we had a really nice Eid, so Eid Mubarak for, you know, to everybody who celebrated yesterday and those celebrating today. On to other things, another celebration that happened yesterday was not one that I celebrate or anything like that, but you know, it's one that I don't know, I think it's kind of cool that, you know, that it was happening yesterday as well, is the fact that Eddie Redmayne was celebrating his daughter Iris's birthday yesterday. She turned 2 yesterday, you know, so that was nice. The fact that Eid fell on her birthday was really nice. You know, I was really chuffed about that, because, of, you know, being a big Eddie Redmayne fan, you know, it was just nice to be able, you know, be celebrating, you know, having a celebration of my own on the same day that he was celebrating his daughter's birthday, which was really nice. So she turned 2, and, you know, and so they would have been celebrating her birthday. But yeah, wow, it's really amazing, because, you know, it was only, it feels like only yesterday that she turned one. It's just gone so fast, you know, and she's two already, and that's just, wow, that's scary. You know, children, they grow so fast, and, you know, with the blink of an eye, you know, they're not children anymore, and, you know, they're just, you know, they're ready to leave the nest and stuff, and it's just really, you know, it's kind of a scary thought, isn't it? You know, children, you know, you have to really, you know, when you have children and stuff like that, you really, really need to spend a lot of time with them and stuff, and, you know, spend as much time as possible and things, and, you know, and just try and enjoy the time while you can, because those times, they just go very quickly, you know. They just go really, really quickly. I mean, got, you know, cousins, nephews and things who just recently turned one and stuff. And it's like, where has that year gone? You know, and yeah, children just, they just grow really fast. And, you know, before you know it, they're growing up and they're not children anymore, you know, that kind of thing. So it's just, wow. You know, yeah, I just can't believe she's two already. But yeah, it seemed like only yesterday that she turned one. So yeah, no, that's a wow, you know, kind of thing. But yeah, they celebrated that yesterday, so it was her birthday yesterday. Also, there was a memorial for Stephen Hawking yesterday also. But I will talk about that. I'll talk about the memorial in a different boo. With that one, then that way I'll have another audio mode to do for you. So this one, I don't know, should I do this one as day 16? I ought to have done this one as day 15 and then the next one day 16. Oh dear. I don't know really. Or maybe not, maybe I just do it all here now. But then it means I don't have anything to talk about tomorrow, but the thing is, if I leave this for tomorrow, then I might forget, and then I won't have spoken about it and stuff. But yeah, and then there's the dilemma that if I do this one now, if I talk about the memorial now, then I won't have anything to talk about tomorrow. I don't know, I really don't know. You know, I'll just do it here, I might as well, because I'm here now. And this way, while I've actually remembered and stuff, I might as well do it. But yeah, like I say, yesterday was also the day of Stephen Hawking's memorial. They had a memorial service. Fortunately, Eddie Redmayne was not there, but obviously he would have been celebrating his daughter's birthday, so he wouldn't have been able to make it anyway. So Eddie Redmayne did not lead the services this time around. This time around, the person who led it was Benedict Cumberbatch, who also played Stephen Hawking in a short film as well. Eddie Redmayne did Theory of Everything in 2014, and Benedict Cumberbatch did a film in 2004. And I can't remember the name. I think it might have been a short. A History in Time or something like that. I don't know. I can't remember what the actual film was called that Benedict Cumberbatch did. But yes, he did one as well in 2004. I preferred Eddie Redmayne's version to Benedict's one. But yeah, no. So he's starred in a film as Stephen Hawking as well. So, you know, it was only fair that he got to lead this one, this memorial service, because Eddie did the funeral service. So Benedict got to do yesterday's one. I haven't actually heard the speech or anything like that. Or I'm not really sure what he... you know, what he did the speech from or anything like that. So I don't know. I mean, people have said that it was quite a moving and touching speech, but I don't know. I've not really heard it. But yeah, that happened yesterday. Apparently there were other celebrities and things, you know, people who'd gone to the memorial service as well and stuff. But yeah, so yesterday was kind of an interesting kind of a day with lots of celebrations, lots of things going on. Yes, it was a really interesting kind of day. So anyway, that's my audio mode day 16. I hope you've enjoyed listening, and I shall speak to you soon. Bye for now.